It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
I'm here. I know, you were getting worried, weren't you? Welcome in. Thursday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. Speaking of the Shirley Street studio, we're going to have a proud new sponsor that we'll announce on Monday of next week. Looking forward to that. An exciting new partner, and I think you guys are really going to like it. At least some of you out there, I know, are going to like it. Really excited with this partnership, working closely with this new partner of ours. So just put a little sticky note on that. That's coming up on Monday's show, and you should, as long as he's following what he should be following. Mark Simpson should unveil that to you Monday morning on Maximum Mornings. So, anyways. All right, welcome in. Thursday edition of the show. I am your host, Colbert. However you are tuned in, appreciate it very much. You've got plenty of options to tune in. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. It is January 18 of 2024, and very excited about this show today. Details forthcoming, of course. Going to talk a lot of hoops today on the show. First things first, though, make sure you're following us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 16... Excuse me. Jeez, wow. That's crazy. I haven't even ate anything today. At 1650KCNZ, usually I have better manners than that on air, but you know, sometimes you can't help yourself. Just is what it is. It can only go up from here, I hope. But anyways, follow us on X at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at RealColBear. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650 The Fan on the Zuckerberg machine. You'll find us. Hammer that like button. You'll be all set and ready to go with more local and statewide sports content in that Facebook feed. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. That's where all that local and statewide sports content originates from. Also, audio on demand there, including the podcast of this show, as well as today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute. If you ever feel compelled to join in on the fun and frivolity of the program with any questions or comments, save the number in your phone, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com. All right, coming up today on the show, we'll get to area sports news and scores here in just a few short moments for your Thursday. Plenty to get to in the stack. And after we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VEASAN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this snowy Thursday. why not? More snow, sure. Why not? I mean, what's it hurt at this point? We'll get you a forecast for the rest of this Thursday, looking into tomorrow and Saturday. We'll come back in the next segment of today's show. And last night, you heard it on 93.5 The Mix, the UNI men's basketball team got a big, big win at Belmont in Nashville, 83-72 over the Bruins. What a game that was last night. Great night for watching basketball. Was able to get back to the homestead, turn on Bill Finley's Iowa State women's basketball team. Unfortunately, did not go as well for them as it did for Ben Jacobson's Panthers last night, but able to watch that game, then able to watch the UNI men, also able to tune into some of the Drake-Illinois State game. The Bulldogs took care of Illinois State last night, and then some. 77-56 was the final of that one. A little surprised where Illinois State is in year two of Ryan Peden as their head coach. He was hired year before last, was an assistant at Ohio State. I thought it was a really good hire. I don't know. We'll see. I need to dig in on the Redbirds a little bit more and see what's going on there, because I was pretty impressed with what he was able to do in year one before really getting a hold of, you know, any of his, quote, his guys to have on that Redbirds roster. But then again, Drake's really, really good. We've talked about them on the program. You've heard a lot from Bulldogs coach Darren DeVries. You'll continue to, because Drake's got a heavy hand in how things are going to shake out here in the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball race. But last night, watching you and I down in Nashville against Belmont, albeit important to mention that Belmont was without its starting point guard in that game. But that being said, man, I thought the Panthers played as well as they have all season. Maybe their best game of the season. I was thinking back to their win at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas when they beat Stanford. And Stanford has since gone on to play some really good basketball since that loss to UNI around Thanksgiving in the Bahamas. And man, I thought UNI was just at another level, a level just up from what they demonstrated in that win against Stanford earlier in the season. The defense is looking better. Players are looking more and more settled into their roles, like you would imagine getting into mid-January here. Really could say we're in the stretch run now of conference play. And in this second segment of the show, that's where I left off there before I kind of got up on the old soapbox. But UNI men's basketball assistant coach PJ Hogan is going to join the show. He is one of a couple defensive coordinators, if you will, on Ben Jacobson's staff. And Coach Hogan has been here the whole time that Coach Jake has been here. This is his 21st year as an assistant coach. And technically speaking, I think it was at the start of last season, PJ was named Ben Jacobson's associate head coach. So that is his official title. I want to make sure I got that right. But Coach Hogan is going to join us in the next segment of today's show and you know, tell us everything that he saw, because I'd imagine he watched the film by now of that big win against Belmont last night. And then Panthers got another tough Valley game coming up on Saturday night when they're going to play host to Southern Illinois. That's going to be a 7 o'clock tip, so a 6:30 pregame Saturday night, UNI Southern Illinois on 93.5 The Mix. Looking forward to talking with Coach Hogan. That's coming up, as I said, in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. We'll come back on the other side of that break in the third segment. We'll go from talking college basketball to high school hoops. Sean Leonard, Hudson High School boys basketball coach, is going to join the show. And the Pirates, in case you've been asleep at the wheel here, ranked fourth in Class 2A. They are 10-1 overall, and they look like they could have a heavy hand in how things play out in Class 2A this year. Like, they may be able to punch their ticket to the state tournament. A lot of basketball between now and then, but a top-notch team just down the road from Cedar Falls in Hudson. And the Pirates coach, Sean Leonard, will join us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done with Coach Leonard, we'll take our final timeout and get you a NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Thursday. Then come back on the other side. for a final time and wrap up today's show. So that's what is on the agenda, boys and girls. Let's just go ahead and dive right in here on a Thursday, area sports news and scores. It's a busy night of Metro wrestling. However, a postponement to announce first. The Cedar Falls boys and girls teams were set to host Cedar Rapids Prairie tonight. That's been postponed to Monday. If any of these other duels or matches, anybody else out there has heard that perhaps they've been postponed, please send me an email, cole@1650thefan.com. Give us a call. We got people here that can pick up the phone and get that information to me while I'm on the air, 319-277-1918. As I go through the rest of what is scheduled to be on the slate here for Metro Wrestling tonight, the Waterloo West boys and girls teams will have duels at home against Western Dubuque. The Waterloo East boys team has a dual meet at Ames, while the Waterloo East girls wrestling team competing in the Iowa Alliance Conference meet at Fort Dodge, and Waterloo Columbus Catholic boys wrestling team taking part in a double duel at Olwine that includes North Fayette Valley. Meanwhile, tonight in Metro basketball, Waterloo East has a girl-boy doubleheader against Des Moines Roosevelt at Wells Fargo Arena. The game begins at 6, and the boys' game, or girls' game, begins at 6, boys' game to follow. Also, Waterloo Christian has a girl-boy doubleheader at home against Dunkerton. Girls' game tips off at 6:30, boys' game to follow. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has released its latest basketball rankings, and six area teams are in the rankings. In Class 5A, Cedar Falls stays at number 8. In 4A, Waverly-Shell Rock once again number 4. And in Class 2A, Dyke New Hartford remains top-ranked. Grundy Center is 11th, Applington Parkersburg is 13th, and Jessup enters the rankings at number 15. Last night in women's college basketball, Texas Tech upset 24th-ranked Iowa State 71-63. You heard it right here on The Fan. First Big 12 loss for the Cyclones, now 5-1 in league play, 12-5 overall this season. Red Raiders led by 5 at the half, built their lead to 14 points with just under 6 minutes remaining. Tech buried 13 three-pointers in its win. Emily Ryan led Iowa State with 18 points. The UNI men's basketball team used a strong second half to win at Belmont 83-72 last night. Panthers have now won 8 of their last 10, 7 of their last 8. Nate Heisey nearly had a triple-double, 20 points, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists. I think that was the best game of his career last night. With that win, UNI head coach Ben Jacobson has now tied Henry Iba, the Naismith Hall of Famer, for the all-time record for wins in the Missouri Valley Conference with 187. UNI now 10-8 this season and 4-3 in the Missouri Valley. The Wartburg basketball teams played host to Co last night. The 12th-ranked Wartburg women held off the Cohawks 52-45. The game was tied at 33 going into the fourth quarter. Lady Knights now 15-2 and remaining unbeaten in the American Rivers Conference at 8-0. Co won the men's game 82-50. Wartburg now 2-6 in the conference, 3-14 overall. The UNI wrestling team has announced that the UNI Open, originally scheduled for Saturday in the Unidome, has been canceled. The Panthers' next home meet will be on February 4th when they play host to West Virginia in a Big 12 duel. The Waterloo Blackhawks are getting ready for a pair of road games against in-state rivals this weekend. The Hawks are at Des Moines tomorrow night and then play at Cedar Rapids on Saturday. Waterloo remains in fourth place in the USHL Western Conference with 36 points. As always, you can hear all the coverage of the Blackhawks this weekend right here on The Fan. Pre-game coverage of tomorrow night's game at Des Moines will begin at 6:40. And the University of Iowa announced today that interim athletic director Beth Getz will be staying in the role permanently. Getz took over on an interim basis after previous AD Gary Barta retired last August. Getz was serving as Iowa's deputy athletics director before that. Her appointment to the position is effective immediately. The university had started a national search to fill the position in November and even conducted multiple interviews. However, the university said Getz emerged as a finalist with a strong vision to lead the department. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSIN action update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side of the break. We'll talk with UNI men's basketball assistant coach PJ Hogan. That's next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer. Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin will be back in 2024, and the head coach said that there will be competition for quarterback Kenny Pickett next season.
I'm appreciative of his efforts and where he is and excited about continuing to work with him, but certainly he will be challenged from a competition perspective moving forward.
Former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick getting a second interview with the Falcons, according to the NFL Network, while former Titans head coach Mike Vrabel is interviewing with the Chargers. Chargers also interviewed former Stanford head coach David Shaw today. As for Saturday's game between the Ravens and Texans, the Ravens are listing tight end Mark Andrews as questionable. He had a full practice again today, but ruled out corner Marlon Humphrey. Packers will have Christian Watson, but running back A.J. Dillon and corner Jaire Alexander are listed as questionable. Reba McEntire has been chosen to sing the national anthem at Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. And the 2026 World Cup final will be held at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
You are listening to The Fan, the Cedar Valley's home for the NFL.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
We don't realize how much our breathing affects our everyday lives until this. Or this. Or this. Our team at Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy is here to make breathing a breeze. We will treat your allergies, sleep apnea, and sinusitis using innovative procedures and technology. Talk to Dr. David Congdon and Dr. Kenny Rodriguez and put your breathing problems in the past. Call 319-888-8044 for a consultation today. Don't let breathing problems disrupt your everyday life. Breathe easy with Cedar Valley Center for ENT Sinus and Allergy.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Free air-chilled boneless chicken breasts and four juicy boneless pork chops with your order. OmahaSteaks.com/VSiN.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Bills hosting the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Divisional Round of the Playoffs on Sunday at Highmark Stadium. The Bills are the 2.5-point favorite with a total of 45. First touchdown of the game, Josh Allen the favorite at +550. Anytime touchdown for Allen of the Bills, -120. Isaiah Pacheco first to score, 7-1. Anytime touchdown, +110. Travis Kelce first to score, +850. Anytime touchdown, +140. Drake with a win over Illinois State, 77-56, as a 7.5-point road favorite yesterday. Northern Iowa is a 2-point favorite, beat Belmont by 11. Mike said at 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. A winter weather advisory remains in effect. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight. Snow likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 5 below. Winds out of the northwest, 10 to 20 miles an hour. High of 5 above, tomorrow, overcast skies. About an inch of snow tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
You're listening to Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650. The Fan.
6 on the shot clock. Bowen drives to Heisey. Left angle for 3. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Big fist pump for everybody as they're up by 13 for the first time. Yeah, that was the dagger from Nate Heisey last night. That was 3 of Nate Heisey's 20 points. He flirted with the triple-double, had 10 rebounds and 8 assists. Panthers get an 83-72 win at Belmont last night. And longtime assistant coach P.J. Hogan joining us now to look back on that impressive win and tell us about the Panthers, who have won 7 of their last 8 games. Coach Hogan joins us now. Thanks so much for being here, P.J. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you having us on and talking you and I basketball.
Well, my pleasure, Coach Hogan. We got to start with, you know, just your collective thoughts on that game last night. I would imagine that perhaps you've watched that film by now. You know, whether it's something that, you know, you think back to the moment of being in the arena or looking at it on film, what's sticking out most to you today when I ask you, hey, tell us about that big win last night at Belmont?
Well, you know, anytime you can win on the road, it's always special. And Belmont's a very talented team, and obviously we had them in our home gym a month and a half ago in late November, early December, and they played very well, and we didn't quite handle it great. I think, you know, our team is a lot different right now than it was 6 weeks ago. But just kind of, you know, what we put in front of the guys in terms of, you know, what Belmont did against us the first time, what we needed to change, the attitude that we needed to go in there with, the mindset, the physicality, the keys to what we wanted to do. And our guys just, I thought, the first half we did a pretty good job. I thought the second half we were tremendous in terms of really executing the things that we had been preaching for the 2 days leading up to the game. And I would say that on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively, thought our guys really did what we asked at a very high level in that second half in particular. And we were able to go and get a win on the road against a very talented team.
You mentioned, Coach Hogan, how much or how far this team has come over the last 6 weeks since you last played Belmont and took a loss at home to the Bruins. And one of the things certainly looks like the team's taken some big steps forward on the defensive end of the floor. And Coach Jacobson has talked plenty about how just guarding the basketball has been a big part about being better on that end of the floor. But we've dug into some other stuff. So knowing how much of a hand you have in the defensive end of things with this team, beyond guarding the basketball, what would you say has really been key to the success of late on that end of the floor?
I think and Coach talks a lot about it, is obviously the pride that you have to have and the physicality you have to have in guarding the ball. I think it also knowing that your teammate's going to be there if you do get beat. And I think we've come a long ways in that area because, let's be honest, you're going to get beat. As much as we don't want to, guys are going to get beat. So we got to be able to rely on our teammates to be able to cover up for us. And I think we've made tremendous strides in trusting that our help's going to be there. The physicality of how we're supposed to play. If that's guarding the basketball, if that's rebounding the basketball, if that's our post defense, especially in league play, and it shows up every year in the Missouri Valley, like, you know, the most physical teams, the best teams in the league are the most physical. And to win championships, you've got to be willing to compete at a high level and bring it. And because these games are just so tough, everybody knows each other so well. So you've got to be able to really ramp it up. You've been around a long time. You see it, like, a lot of these games come down to the last 4 or 5 minutes. And let's be honest, who can execute and who can make those hustle plays, those toughness plays? In all honesty, there's a lot of talented players in this league, and there's great coaches. And really, at the end of the day, it's who can execute when they're tired, who can execute when there's, you know, the most pressure. So just to have seen that, you know, in terms of, Coach is right, our ability to guard the ball is getting better, but just our everything behind the ball is getting better as well. It's not a one-on-one game. It's a team game, and we need everybody on the same page, and we're getting better that way. Our physicality is getting better. We're taking more pride in it. And it's a big reason why, is because Coach, the guys can't get away from it. Coach talks about it every day. So they're probably, it's become a pride thing for them. We've got a long ways to go. We can, the fun part with with our team right now is we can still get a lot better. So we just need to keep pushing, keep working. Our, you know, our practices have been better, and you know, and that's the reason why, and that's showing up in the game.
Looking back on, you know, with respect to all of your wins, the Stanford win in the Bahamas, the win at Missouri State are a couple that jump off the page, Coach. But, you know, watching that game take place last night and when it looked, you know, there at the very end, like, okay, this is a sure deal. They're going to get this win. I was taking inventory of everything, and for what it's worth, I thought that was the best all-around performance by this team so far this season. What say you?
Yeah, you know, it was, I mean, offensively, defensively, we played at a pretty high level. Like I said, I it could have been a little bit better on the defensive end, especially in the first half. I thought,
yeah,
you know, we allowed them to get loose a little bit in transition, where they're really good. Made a couple errors, but we made those adjustments the second half, and they didn't score in transition the second half, and we tightened some things up, and obviously, I think they scored 40 in the first half and 72 maybe total. So we did a much better job in the second half. But, you know, the Stanford game, I thought we really put it together on both ends of the floor. You know, third game in 3 days, you know, is really tough, you know. So was proud of that, especially when we had a couple really tough losses. So, you know, every win counts the same, you know, and they all feel great, and the guys hopefully continue to just get more and more confidence. You know, a couple of days ago we go to Murray, who was playing at a high level. I think they had won their last four in a row. A very good offensive team. They were top 60 in the country offensively. So, you know, when you win on the road, you really gotta come together as a team. You gotta play together as a team. You gotta have each other's backs and. Have a level of toughness and competitiveness to you. And, you know, we've been able to do that here the last couple. And anybody that's looking at our schedule, it's not going to get any easier.
No.
You got some really tough competitive teams that are known, you know, for playing high-level basketball. If it's, you know, Southern Illinois on Saturday and down the road. So, you know, it's not going to get any easier, but, you know, that's what you sign up for when you're playing in the Valley.
Exactly. We'll talk about that matchup Saturday night at home against Southern Illinois in just a bit. You and I, men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Got to talk about Nate Heisey, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists for Nate last night. It just, you know, as the season's gone along here, Coach, we've seen more and more from Nate, a young guy who, since the moment he arrived on campus, I think everybody had a pretty decent grasp of just how much potential he possessed. And, you know, him demonstrating how much he's developed that potential has really been something to watch this season. And it seemed like it really hit a new peak last night down in Nashville. And not only that, you know, Nate was out there playing so well himself, but it seems the better he plays, the better that the team plays. I think that's probably what really struck me last night, just how much everything else seemed to get better as Nate got better.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, obviously very proud of Nate. We see this every day and know what he's capable of. And, it's a new role for him, obviously. His first 2 years when he was playing before he got hurt, you know, he was a defender and, you know, a catch-and-shoot guy and get some back cuts and, you know, defend at a really high level because we had guys like AJ and, you know, Noah Carter and a bunch of guys that could score the basketball. So his role was so much different. So he's had to really change his thinking. And, you know, I think every day he gets more and more comfortable with it. I think it makes, you know, Bowen's life a lot easier, Titan's life a lot easier to know that you have another guy out there that can get going. And, you know, when a guy gets going, you know, if it's Bowen, if it's Nate, Ty, like, it makes it easier on everybody because it takes the attention off you. But there's no doubt, you know, at Murray, Nate was tremendous as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just keeps getting more and more confidence. He was great last night. You know, the thing that stood out to me was, you know, his passing, 8 assists. You know, everybody thinks about the points, but, you know, when you talk about 8 assists and 20 points, that's you know, he's involved in a lot of scoring right there.
Yeah.
So just really proud of how he's, you know, going about his business. He's worked extremely hard. He's a very talented kid. And, you know, hopefully he can just keep stacking these good days on top of each other. You know, it's no different than what I was talking about defensively. Like, he's doing it in practice, and when you do it in practice, you have the confidence to do it in the games. And his teammates want him to be that guy. Coach Jake has spent a ton of time with Nate, who knows that he wants him to be that type of player and that type of guy for us to be great. He needs to have that mentality. And, you know, he's really starting to embrace it. And you know, obviously had two really good, two good games back to back. And all that means is he's probably, even more at the top of the scouting report for Southern coming on Saturday than it was before. So, but no, very, you know, and it's great. And I think that's what's fun about this group. We have multiple guys that can be, you know, a guy that can go and get you 20. If it's Bo, Titan, Nate, I think, you know, Jacob Hudson has done that for us, played great at Missouri State and was able to do some of that stuff. So, you know, we've got Trey Campbell has played
yes.
Well. Duax off the bench has had his moments. Like, guys are capable, and you know, obviously that makes you a lot tougher to guard as a team when you have multiple guys and you can't just circle one.
Coach Hogan, if I've got this correct, year 21 for you at UNI. You've been here all along as Coach Jake has amassed a win total that after last night's win at Belmont tied Hall of Famer Henry Iba for the record amount of career wins in the Missouri Valley Conference. And I know Coach Jacobson would say that's a team accomplishment, that's a staff accomplishment. So by nature of that, you know, what's it mean to you to have been there all along and played such a large part in this accomplishment?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously Coach will be the first to tell you that when you're winning games, when you went up as one of that many, it's because of the people you have in your program. And, you know, obviously those people aren't in your program unless you have a guy like Coach Jacobson leading the program. So obviously what he does on a day-to-day basis for our program, you know, is top-notch. And, you know, in terms of, you know, the love and respect he has for our players, you know, the love he has for the University of Northern Iowa, all that stuff shines every day in our offices on the court. And, you know, just tremendous success for Coach and respect in terms of how he goes about his business every day. Obviously, an unbelievable accomplishment for our program, for the university, and one that, you know, I've been very fortunate to be a part of and very lucky to be, you know, be around. And you know, to you know, see, you know, where it started 21 years ago as an assistant, when Coach was an assistant, to see where it is now and how the program's changed and how he's changed the program, the image of the program locally, nationally, take a lot of pride in being part of it, and very lucky to work for a guy like Coach. And couldn't be happier for him, but like you said, it's for him, it's about the guys and the current players in the past. He's as good as anybody I've ever been around in terms of former players and you know, the alumni and the pride of having, you know, everybody come back as much as possible. And, you know, I know when these numbers come up, he probably thinks about all the former guys that that has helped him, you know, amass these wins. But you're exactly right. He will talk about everybody else but himself. But I think you know, if you ask any player on our team or former player or coach, we've been lucky to be able to work for him or play for him. And, you know, he goes about it the right way and makes it a lot of fun.
Well said, PJ. Just a little time left here with you and I, men's basketball assistant coach PJ Hogan, on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, I'll get you out of here on this one. As we've touched on, Southern Illinois next up in this gauntlet of a Missouri Valley Conference schedule, 7 o'clock tip Saturday night at McLeod Center. And we're talking about an opponent that with respect to Belmont, of course, a near opposite of the Bruins and how they play basketball. They're incredibly physical on the defensive end of the floor. That is their brand, Belmont's brand. They're a dynamic offensive unit with respect to what they do on the defensive end of the floor. What's it like trying to like swing that proverbial pendulum with your team where you got one ball of wax in Nashville on Wednesday night and then a whole different one at home on Saturday night against Southern Illinois? What's it going to take to get ready for the Salukis given that?
Yeah, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, anytime you're playing a team like Southern or playing Southern, you better be ready to compete. And I mean compete at a high level and, you know, the physicality of how they play on both ends of the floor, you've got to be ready for. You know, I give Belmont a lot of credit because, you know, everybody talks about them offensively. They're a very physical team as well. They just do it a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think really at the end of the day, as I mentioned, if you look back at if it's Drake, Bradley, ourselves, over the years of, you know, even back when it was, you know, Wichita's, the Valley, like you look at the teams that have won the league, it's a pretty big, you know, there's one main reason why they're doing it. It's because they're tougher than crap.
Yeah.
And they're willing to compete at a high level and defend at a high level and stick their nose in there. And, you know, so, and that's no different with Southern. You know, that's, you know, Brian was an unbelievable player. He hung his hat on playing that way when mm-hmm. he was playing. So his team is going to definitely reflect everything that he was about as a player. And so, yeah, it's a different, little bit of a different mindset in terms of how a team plays. So you have to get ready for that a little bit. But it's more, at the end of the day, you know, the mentality that we have to come into in terms of how they're going to play, how they're going to guard us, their physicality and how they're going to guard us. And then what we're going to have to do on the defensive end to try to slow them down. They've, you know, their starting point guard's playing at an unbelievably high level.
Mm-hmm.
And the ball is in his hands a ton. So it's going to, you know, create some real challenges for our defense. And, but really, as I had mentioned earlier, it's, you know, it's not simple because competing on every possession and playing hard all the time is not an easy thing. Because if so, everybody would be doing it. And
exactly.
be, you know, so, but at the end of the day, like, we have to be ready to defend and rebound, kind of what we've been trying to mm-hmm. do here, or what we're always trying to do, but what we've been doing a better job of. And if we do that, then we'll have a great chance on Saturday against a very good team and hoping to have that McLeod Center rocking. And, you know, when we can get the support from our students, it'll be exciting to have them back. And our fans to pack the place. We're going to need everybody, and it should be an unbelievable game.
Coach Hogan, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Real pleasure to catch up with you and talk about your Panther basketball team that's playing some great ball right now. So we'll see you Saturday night at McLeod Center.
Sounds great. Appreciate you having us on, and again, appreciate talking hoops.
All right. Take care, Coach.
Yep, you too. Bye.
UNI men's basketball assistant coach P.J. Hogan, kind enough to join us on a Thursday edition of Cole & Company. All right, let's take this time out. We got more hoops to talk. Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard joining us after the break. The Pirates rank fourth in Class 2A. They're 10-1 overall. That's next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Beth Goetz has been named the permanent athletic director at Iowa, becoming the first woman to oversee the entire department. Goetz joined the athletic department as deputy AD in September of 2022 and was named interim AD this past August after Gary Barter retired following 17 years on the job. To basketball, Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger says sophomore guard Taman Lipsey is day-to-day after suffering a sprained shoulder in Tuesday's loss at BYU. The Cyclones visit 19th-ranked TCU Saturday, and Otzelberger says they're preparing as if Lipsey won't be available.
Everybody kind of moves one place forward in terms of opportunity that'll be out there. And so guys like Kurt Jones and Pavletsky and Demarian have more opportunities, you know, with those guard minutes and, you know, maybe what they might get on a normal night.
The 24th-ranked Cyclones are 2-2 in the Big 12. This is Radio Iowa.
Drill into deals on top power tool brands at Fleet Farm.
We're the top destination for Milwaukee tools with our selection of over 250 power tool options and even more accessories and attachments. And this week, get a Milwaukee 5-Tool Combo Kit for just $219.99. Buy a two-pack of M18 red lithium batteries and get a free M18 cordless portable tire inflator. Save on powerful tools for your everyday jobs from brands you trust at Fleet Farm.
Hey, Iowa. It's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
In the heart of Cedar Falls, something extraordinary is happening. It's Cedar Falls Community Schools, where every student is celebrated every day. Imagine a place where curiosity is sparked, dreams take flight, and every challenge is an opportunity waiting to be seized. That's the spirit of Cedar Falls Community Schools, a vibrant community of learners, thinkers, and doers. The dedicated teachers at Cedar Falls Schools inspire guiding students on a journey of discovery. From classrooms buzzing with creativity to sports fields echoing with cheers, every corner of the Cedar Falls School District is alive with the energy of possibility. Cedar Falls Community Schools isn't just an institution, it's a family. Together, they create a foundation for success, preparing their students not just for tests, but for life beyond the classroom.
Cedar Falls Schools, every student, every day.
Welcome back to Cole and Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, Thursday edition of the show continues. Talking a lot of hoops today. Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard is joining us now. The Pirates ranked 4th in Class 2A, 10-1 overall so far this season. We're going to start talking about a lot of our metro and area teams here as the road to Wells Fargo Arena draws near. And I'm not trying to jinx anything, Coach Leonard, as we welcome him now on the show. Just strictly making a point about where we sit in the calendar right now. First things first, we got snow falling in the area. You guys, if I'm not mistaken, playing host to Denver tonight. That game still on?
Yeah, hey, Cole, thanks for having me. It is. Yep, we're going to play tonight, and we need to play. It's 2 games in 2 weeks. It's not good for anybody, so hopefully we get this one in and tomorrow night as well.
Yeah, I would imagine your players are raring to go tonight, so best of luck with that. We'll talk about that matchup here in just a little bit, Coach Leonard, but first things first, okay? You've played 11 games. You've won 10 of them. Your peers have you ranked 4th in Class 2A. So you got to tell us, what have you liked most about this team? Not everything's perfect, of course, but what have you liked most through 11 games?
Well, it's rare for, you know, in high school, it's kind of like the old college days where you get the same team for 3 or 4 years. And, you know, we've got 10 seniors on our team, and a lot of those guys have been playing for 3 years now. And so a lot of experience, a lot of depth. If it's not somebody's night, it's somebody else's night. And so our ability to kind of share some responsibility throughout, you know, the season, each game, each quarter, each possession has been nice. We've done a nice job. They spent a ton of time in the off season, and it's just kind of carried over. So, again, it's nice to have the experience that we have. The guys can kind of coach themselves up to a certain degree, and they know what's expected. And this year, we're playing defense now. Last year, it was kind of come and go, hit and miss. But this year, our defense has really sparked our offense, and so we're doing a nice job.
I would imagine that perhaps maybe that's the maturity showing through with that defense taking a step forward. And can you take us inside that defense improvement or defensive improvement, Coach Leonard? Because I have to imagine that having 10 seniors on the team, that some of those guys kind of got to be an extension of you out there.
Yeah, you know, the weight room's been our best friend, you know, the last really 2 years. That's had a lot to do with our ability to guard a little bit better. But just scheming and how we do things, the guys have really bought in. They've taken a liking to it. Defense isn't fun for most people, and it's hard to do, and it doesn't get, you know, it's not super sexy like making threes and scoring 100 points, but our guys have really bought into it, and we do a good job of team defense. You know, we've got a couple guys who are really good on ball. We've got some guys that are really good off the ball, and it's just kind of meshed into something that we feel is pretty good at this point.
Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard, our guest right now on this Thursday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, your guys' only loss, your only blemish on your record, 67-59 loss to Decorah back on December 21st. Was there a dominant takeaway from that game that you were able to move forward with in what you hope to be a productive manner?
You know, that was the number one ranked team at the time in 3A, and one game that we had circled, you know, even in back in August when we kind of got it scheduled. So we knew it was going to be a good test for us. We got off to a hot start. It was really, we played pretty dang well for 27 of the 32 minutes, 28 even. Just a tough stretch in the third cost us. And, you know, I think we learned a heck of a lot more about us from that game rather than playing somebody else and, you know, getting a 15, 20, 25 point win. So glad that we did it. Glad we can make it work. We now know that, you know, come postseason time, it's 27 minutes might not be good enough. You know, you got to play the full 32, and just handling some pressure in a big game like that, and is a large crowd, is loud. So the more times we can put ourselves in situations like that, the better for us.
Perhaps beyond that ever elusive quest for a full 32 minute performance, Coach Leonard, anything that's been a particular focus in practice lately, where when you take stock of this team of yours that's 10-1, you get in front of them and go, guys, we all know that we've played really well to this point. If we start doing this, we're going to be that much better and that much tougher to play against.
You know, we've spent so much more time defensively in practices this year than any other year that I can ever remember. And again, it's the more we do it, the better we get at it, and the guys, again, continue to buy in. We can still improve. We're really good, but like you said earlier, we're not perfect, and we make mistakes, and there's things that, you know, we have plenty of reasons to continue coming to practice and getting better, so which is good. We don't want to peak too early either. So, but they show up every day. They work hard. But to answer your question, I think just defensively, we're you know, every game's a little bit different, and we try to scheme up, you know, different ways to stop the other team's best player, what they like to do the most, and, you know, each team's a little bit different. So we have fun doing that. You know, there's kind of a chess match there. So, and our guys enjoy that part too.
Your senior class of 10 is led in productivity by Camden Davis, 21 points, 11.5 rebounds per game. Tell us a little bit about Camden and what goes into him being able to produce at such a high level, Coach Leonard.
Sure, we could talk about Camden, and there's probably 5-6 others we could talk about too, right? But Cam's put a lot of time in on his own, and he had a really good off season playing some with the Iowa Barnstormers. He's just freaky athletic at 6'5". He can run and jump, so he's a super versatile. Just a very difficult matchup. There's not too many people that can just guard him one on one, which leaves things open for, you know, some of his teammates who, again, are really good too. So he's done his part individually, making himself the best he can be. And on top of that, he gets to play with some really good players too.
Let's talk about tonight's matchup. As we touched on there at the top, the game's still on. You're playing host to the Denver Cyclones tonight. What can you tell us, Coach Leonard, that's going to be key to getting a W against the Cyclones?
Well, they just scored 102 two nights ago, and you know, they got four guys that are all shooting over 40% from three, and a couple other guys that shoot it pretty well too. So they like to score; that's what they do best, and they're good. I think they're sitting at 10-4. I think the score was a little deceiving last time we played them. We played really well that night and really earned that one, and we'll have to do it again tonight. So I hope this one doesn't get 102-95 like their last game, but. You know, that would be fun to watch anyway. Have to guard. That's something that we've been preaching to the guys, so tonight's no different, and even more so tonight than maybe some other nights.
So you didn't tell your guys first one to 85 wins is what you're saying?
No, we don't want to do that. No.
Coach Leonard, thanks so much for your time today on the show, and a real pleasure to learn more about your Hudson Pirates boys basketball team. Best of luck, best of health going forward, and we'll be sure to be following along and get you back on the show, okay?
Hey, really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, there it is. Hudson High School boys basketball coach Sean Leonard, kind enough to join us on this Thursday edition of the show. All right, let's take this final time out. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back on the other side and wrap it up for a Thursday.
I'm JB Long with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. According to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero, Mike McCarthy will return as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys for the 2024 season. McCarthy is 42-25 as the Cowboys coach, with three straight 12-win seasons, including a pair of NFC East titles. However, the 60-year-old is 1-3 in the playoffs with the franchise. In other coaching news, it's the dawn of a new era in New England. The Patriots officially introduced Gerard Mayo as their next head coach. The former New England assistant coach says he's excited to take the next step of his journey in Foxborough. One day after interviewing Mayo's predecessor, Bill Belichick, for their head coach opening, the Falcons met with another big name for the gig, Jim Harbaugh. The University of Michigan head coach also interviewed for the Chargers head coaching job on Monday. A busy week for Rams defensive coordinator Raheem Morris. He interviewed for the Panthers head coach job Wednesday and will meet with the Commanders Thursday and Seahawks Friday. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Buying pre-owned just got better with the Caldwell Commitment. Now, all qualifying pre-owned vehicles come with a 12-month, 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty and a 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Plus, you get a vehicle history report, our 117-point inspection, and even a complimentary paint and glass protection to keep your new ride shining like the day you bought it. And when it's time for maintenance, ask about our pickup and delivery service. Bill Caldwell Ford, clearly a better place.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. Relax and let your stress melt away with Tubbs R Us. I'm Chris Fink. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles. Add an oasis to your home. At Tubbs R Us, you'll get free delivery, plus a free lid, lifter, and all the chemicals you need to be stress-free right away. We can custom order too. We're locally owned and have a service department right here. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
Safety in the workplace is vital to your business. The U.S. Department of Labor states over 38,000 workplace illnesses and injuries happen in Iowa each year. Some of these could be avoided with proper markings. I'm Les with A-Line Striping and Sweeping. We'll clearly and visibly mark pedestrian areas and danger zones in your warehouse or factory, as well as storage areas, increasing organization and safety in your operation. My team is professional and our equipment is top of the line, ensuring maximum quality and customer satisfaction. Visit us online at A-Line Striping.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. When you lose the greatest coach in the history of the sport, a ripple effect around college football is going to be expected. Alabama felt that pain immediately. However, even after hiring the well-respected coach Kalen DeBoer from Washington to replace Nick Saban, still much hasn't gone Alabama's way. The Tide have continued to miss out on top transfer portal recruits. Former five-star recruit Evan Stewart dropped out of Alabama in favor of Oregon, and the portal has now become a popular destination for players on Alabama's own roster. Since Saban's announcement, 25 players have already entered their name into the transfer portal. It will take time for DeBoer to recruit his own talent to Tuscaloosa. He's only been at the program for less than a week. But if the Crimson Tide can't get their house in order post-Saban, recruiting players to come aboard could prove difficult. And with even more talent expected to depart, that could make competing in 2024 a little bit tougher than Alabama fans are used to. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations do apply. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge?
In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Goodyear Ultra Grip. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to the one-stop shop for local and statewide sports talk. Cole and Company with Cole Bear. Weekday afternoons from 5 to 6 on The Fan.
Turn that up. Welcome back for a final time on this Thursday edition of the show. Got to thank UNI Men's Basketball Associate Head Coach P.J. Hogan for joining today's show. It was a pleasure to catch up with P.J. and talk about the Red Hot Panthers. They've won 7 of their last 8, 8 of their last 10. And after the big win at Belmont last night, another tough Valley game coming up for the Panthers Saturday night at home against Southern Illinois. And that's going to be a 6:30 pregame over on 93.5 The Mix Saturday night with a 7 o'clock tip, as I mentioned. Also got to thank Hudson boys basketball coach Sean Leonard for joining today's show. Great to catch up with Coach Leonard, talk about his Pirates boys basketball team, ranked fourth in Class 2A. 10-1 overall this season and taking on the Denver Cyclones tonight. So best of luck to the Pirates. That's a wrap for a Thursday. I will be back tomorrow at 5. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson, 6 to 8 tomorrow. Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.